makes us alive again, makes us alive again. Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away our sin, who takes away our sin. The Holy Lamb of God makes us alive again, makes us alive again. Oh, your blood bled for me.
We hide pain in the weirdest places, broken souls with smiling faces, fighting for surrender, for now and the after, yeah. Just look around and you see that people are scared to say how they really feel. Oh, we all need a little honesty, yeah. You are loved. If your heart's in a thousand pieces, if you're lost and you're far from me. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to the Harrisonville United Methodist Church. It's great to see you. My name is Kip Matthew. I'm the director of worship ministries, as it showed on the slides, if you were watching the slides beforehand. And our senior pastor, Reverend Kevin Shelton, is away, as this is general conference weekend. So our church leadership, both Reverend Kevin and our lay leadership, are all at conference this week. So oftentimes we have a guest speaker, or sometimes we'll do just a good old hymn sing, and that's what we're going to do today. We're going to raise our voices to God and Christ in worship through song and song and song and song. We're just going to have a great time this morning making all kinds of music. So I hope you brought your voices. Maybe have a beverage. I actually, in a rare move, put a beverage by the pulpit where I'll be leading in case I need a sip of something while we're singing, because we're going to just raise a joyful noise to the Lord this morning. I hope you're excited and ready for that. Let's take just a few moments and focus our hearts and minds on worship as we listen to some beautiful music. That's right. Give glory to God. Would you go to prayer with me this morning? Heavenly Father, we've come together to worship you. And today, as we worship in song, we just pray you give great strength to our voices and great joy to our hearts as we come together in this unique way this morning. In your name we pray. Amen. Now let's stand together and do just that. Let's go to God in song as we sing, "All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name." Would you stand with me? If you'd like to use the hymnal, it's number 154. The lyrics will be right up on the screen. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ransomed from the whose love can ne'er forget the wormwood and the gall. Go spread your trophies at his feet and crown him Lord of all. Go spread your trophies at his feet and crown him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial bowl to him, O Majesty, ascribe and crown him Lord of all. To him, O Majesty, ascribe and crown him Lord of all. Crown him, ye martyrs of your God, who from his altar call, extol the stem of Jesse's rod and crown him Lord of all. Extend the stem of Jesse's rod and crown him Lord of all. Oh, that with yonder sacred throng we at his feet may fall, we'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all.
Amen. Please be seated. Except for the kids, we'd love to invite our children to come forward for children's time. Would you join me singing that children's time song? Oh. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Here they come. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Good morning, friends. How are we today? Good morning, everyone. You got your teddy bear? Oh, those are very important things. I'm so glad they're helping you through day. Good. Hey, do you like to sing? Do you sing? Do you sing?
Yeah.
What song do you like to sing?
My Bluebird and My Heart.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's a good song. So did you know that when we sing very loud or very soft, or from our hearts, that we are worshiping God and Jesus just like if we pray? Did you know that?
Sometimes Jesus dies.
Yeah, that happened, didn't it? You're right.
What? What happened to with the mom?
Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute. Okay, so why is it so important to sing songs? Okay, can you give me 1 minute?
Just my for one favorite second, okay? Song is Barbecue, What Happens. Sometimes get a snack on my bottom.
That's beautiful, Lena. Good job. Good job. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit today about why singing can be so important. Because when you sing, you put all kinds of wonderful words out there, especially when we sing in church, right? When we sing in church and we sing about God and angels and love and all of those important things, right? Okay. So remember, when you sing, you have to sing from your heart, just like if you were talking to Jesus, okay? Deal? Deal? Okay, deal. Do you guys want to pray with me today? Okay, well, you're going to anyway. I don't care. It's time to pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the blessings that you have given to us this week as we move forward into a new week. We appreciate everything kind and wonderful that you do for us, and we hope that we continue to do kind and wonderful things for you. We have songs in our hearts that you have put there, and we hope that we pray and meditate on them and sing them with all their glory to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Now we've come to the time in our worship experience this morning where we go to God in prayer, just as we learned, whether it can be through music or just a time of personal conversation with Christ. So I'm going to take a knee. You're welcome to stay there where you are, but let's join together as we go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, in this time, the way we see on the news, there's so many reasons to be concerned in this world, in this country, with daily shootings. There's just so many things that can weigh us down. And yet then we can listen to a beautiful song, like the music we hear right now. Something so beautiful and peaceful that just can calm our hearts and reassure us that you are there. Your hand and your will is placed upon this entire world, this entire galaxy and everything. And it brings us peace through a song back to you. Father, we pray that you bring us those songs in our lives, that you touch our hearts with beautiful music, both today and in the week and weeks to come, that we might find peace in these troubled times. And Father, another way that we find peace is through prayer, through personal and private and group conversation with you. As we join together in this one group prayer that we know, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Rest my soul. His power in quietness and trust. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are king over the flood. I will be still and know you are God. When the oceans rise and thunder roar, I will soar. Trust when the oceans rise and thunder roar. I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are king over the flood. I will be still and know you are God. Rise and thunder roar. I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are king over the flood. I will be still and know.
Now we've come to time in our worship experience where we share our gifts in the form of tithes and offerings to our friends that are at home or afar that are watching us on YouTube. Of course, there are some links and opportunities both through the YouTube and our website to give, and folks as well that are here. If you're a guest with us, please know that we recognize you may have a church home somewhere else and that you contribute to, and feel free to know that and be at peace with that fact. Otherwise, we have baskets scattered throughout the worship space here that you can give to if you feel that need, that pull from Christ to share in our ministries financially. Let's take just a few moments for our offering and some more beautiful music.
God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Heavenly Father, take these gifts, these tithes, and these offerings into your will, that they may be used through this church, both locally and afar, for your will. And in your name we pray, amen. Please be seated, at least for a moment.
Good morning. Our scripture reading this morning is from Psalm 8. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are humans that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea. Whatever passes along the paths of the seas, O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Amen. That particular psalm has been used in it's not new anymore, recent, I guess, in the scope of time, praise song, "How Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth." And of course, many people know, but in case you didn't, the book of Psalms in the Bible is considered to be our hymnal of the Bible. Those are songs. We've just simply lost the music to them over the centuries and years that have passed. But we haven't lost the songs out of our hymnal, have we? I'll tell you what, last week when we put out the call for hymns, you all answered loud and clear. We had over 42 hymns requested, and many of those multiple times. So we are a church that knows what hymns they like. So let's get into this. I just had to select some so that we weren't necessarily here all day. Everything is up on the screen if you don't want to exercise those hymnals, but if you'd like to get them out, I'll give you a moment as I will turn through the pages to be sure everybody has a moment to turn. But everything you need will be right up on the screens if you just want to enjoy singing. So I selected again the ones that were picked multiple times in most cases. Well, in all cases, these were all picked more than once. So that to make this list. Let's sing together here. Let's start with "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus." And this is such a short song, we're just going to sing it twice. Let's raise our voices together, even from home or from wherever you may be. Let's make a mighty noise together this morning. Of His glory and grace. simple song to remind us what to do when those times aren't quite so good, yeah? The next one's number 133, if you'd like to turn over to that, if you're using your hymnal. Just one of the great choruses. You know, sometimes you have your verse chorus style hymns like this one, and I just love this refrain, as they call it, or a chorus. And don't forget, if you want to sing that bottom line there, you don't have to be a guy to sing the bottom line of the hymns. If you want to sing the leaning on Jesus part during this, this is great. And then some people like to do a little choreography, a little leaning back and forth. Hey, let's do it. Here we go. Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. We're going to do verses 1 and 3 if you're using your hymnal. Hymns are just about the security, the oak, the strength that Christ brings to our lives. And there's no song that tells us that better than number 504, The Old Rugged Cross. And we'll sing verses 1 and 4.
Old
song. Hey, let's go back to Christmas time just a little bit. We did have one that was requested by a few folks. One Christmas song, and that's going to be on 251 if you're looking at the hymnal again. And that's that good old Go Tell It on the Mountain, one of those songs that's kind of Christmas time, but it doesn't have to be, does it? Right? You can go tell it on the mountain anytime you want. Let's sing the first and last verses of Go Tell It on the Mountain. Here we go. Because he lives. This, to me personally, I was glad to see this would make the list because I find this to be just a wonderfully inspiring hymn. Of course, the Gaithers who wrote this, Gloria and Bill Gaither, are well known through many Christian circles for being great songwriters and singers. I know my wife's parents really enjoy watching the Gaithers on TV and all that sort of thing. So one of their great hymns to make the Methodist hymnal, even though they generally go a slightly different flavor of Christianity, but it's great music nonetheless. Let's sing together, Because He Lives.
Came to love.
of glory, and I'll know He reigns. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives.
Let's keep that Gaither theme going for one more. There's something about that name. Number 171. And we'll sing it twice because it's just a one verse.
Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name.
Let's sing that together one more time.
Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Something about that name.
And our last hymn of the hymn sing today is what's considered, I've looked around on a few websites just to kind of see, and this is considered by many throughout Christian denominations and all that sort of business to be one of the most popular hymns, if not the most, in different sites and different opinions, but certainly a great hymn to be sure. How great thou art. We'll sing again verses 1 and 4.
Consider all the works thy hands have made. I see the stars and I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, Savior God.
For our last hymn today, our closing hymn, we're going to sing a hymn that maybe you don't know, just to throw something out there for you. It's number 680 in your hymnals if you'd like to use this. Father, we praise thee. Would you stand and let's sing our last hymn together today, number 680. Thank you so much for singing with us today. I hope even if you weren't here in this space with us that you were able to enjoy or participate in that hymn sing as well. As far as announcements go, I'm not aware of a whole lot that wasn't in the announcements that were cycling before worship began. I know we just wrapped up our flamingo campaign for the youth. It seemed to be a lot of fun, and I know I need to get back there and settle up as well. But, you know, there are so many things go on in the life of the church. Just check your notes there, and we'll go with that. But for now, if we didn't get to your songs that you selected, and I know some of you gave me a big list. If we didn't get to some or all of them, you know, I'm sorry we didn't get to them all. But you can take your favorite songs in your heart out to the world as we leave this place today. And spread the blessings and the love of beautiful music in your heart and in your deed and with your voice. So go now with Christ and spread that love. And we'll see you next week. Go in peace.